This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host and guest. It does not reflect the opinion of the podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Turn up the volume, let the guitar scream. It's time to rock, live your wildest dreams. Hot Wife Podcast, breaking all the norms. Open discussions about the swing and fall.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
You better say wonderful.
I better say that. So do you want to do the commercials first?
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
Okay. And then we have a special guest, and we'll introduce her in a little bit. So hang in there. So if you want to find out where I am, you can check me out at hotwifedonnalynn.com. Brain fart, sorry.
You don't check yourself out much.
No, I don't. I should check myself in.
Do you want to contact us? Contact us at info@hotwifepodcast.com. Again, our free swinger magazine. Check it out, 50shadesofpleasure.com. Next month, the May's issue. I mean, they're all free. Go to the website, check them out. You have four issues now. So the fifth one will be coming out on the 1st of May. The next issue is going to be a little more...
Pretty cool.
So check that out.
More stuff.
Spunk Lube.
Of course.
If you don't use Spunk Lube, you should. They're a great product. We endorse them 100% because we've used it before we had the podcast. They're just great. You should check it out. Go to spunklube.com. If you buy something in the shopping cart, discount code HOTWIFE, all one word, you get 10% off your order.
Not a bad deal.
All right. And with that...
Yes, going to introduce our special guest.
Go ahead. It's your show.
Okay, we have a special guest with us, Marie. She started... Marie, you started listening. You found our podcast.
No, they actually have been friends. Well, first of all, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Well, hello. nice to hear from you guys again.
Yeah. Her and her husband. Mm-hmm. I believe he's your husband, correct?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
For 50 been, years.
They've contacted us originally through the Swinger website we're on, and had been admirers of the photography of you.
Oh my goodness, some of these pictures are a little bit dated.
Touched up.
Lots of Photoshop there, folks.
No, so we've established a friendship via email through that website. Okay. That's originally how they, and I believe I must have mentioned the podcast to them.
Yeah, wow.
So now you're out in the middle of the country.
Yes, in the Midwest, small, typical Midwest town.
Yeah, you ready for the eclipse?
Yeah, we're going to see about 80% of it.
Wow,
we are not going anywhere to see it.
Yeah,
no, I think it goes right over the middle of the country.
Well, yeah, we're in Pennsylvania.
We saw it in 17, and it is really something to experience when you can get the totality.
Yeah.
It was really cool. We saw it in Missouri.
Yeah, I think we're about the 90 percentile. We're right outside of Philadelphia, but like Erie, Pennsylvania,
Erie's
and Pittsburgh, they're all going to get it pretty heavy.
They are.
So,
I don't think we'll see anything.
Is it going to be cloudless enough for you to see it?
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
I'm just going to go back to bed.
It's nighttime.
Okay.
So how long have you and your husband been in the lifestyle?
Over 20 years.
Oh, okay. So
that's awesome.
That's like us.
Yeah, about 20 years. Yeah,
20 some years, yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're in the mature group, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We're both over 70.
Wow.
You sound so young.
Your voice sounds very young.
And the pictures, I would not have guessed.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
That's great.
See?
Congratulations.
We're both 72.
Wow. See?
We got something to
do. The interesting thing was that we found out because every year we have our birthdays, we change our age.
Okay. Oh, that's good. And some people don't.
Yeah.
Putting that 7 in front really made a difference in how many people were interested in contacting us.
Oh.
Because so many profiles on some of the websites stop at 55.
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Really?
We've had that problem. I don't call it a problem, but I've had where people have like, oh, like they originally reach out to us like, hey, you know, we'd love to meet you guys. It's like, yeah, sure. And then they come back, oh, you're outside of our age group.
Oh, yeah. Boo-hoo.
And, yeah. And then, of course, if they have that parameter, then we can't contact them at all.
Yeah.
We're blocked.
But what they don't know is...
It's been interesting lately that some of the people we knew 20 years ago that were maybe 10 or 15 years younger than us are now in their 60s. And... they're starting to reach out to us.
Maybe for different things. Remember that pain you had, you told me about? Yeah, I'm getting that now.
I mean, it's like when we were 20, you thought someone 40 was old.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you hit 40, you go, 40's nothing.
40's nothing. I'd love to be 40 again.
Right. And there's a cute little saying that's going around my high school graduating class that celebrated 50 years, 2 years ago, that said, it was really easy to be 20 in the 70s. It's not so easy to be 70 in the 20s.
That's good.
That is good.
That's good. That's the truth. It's just, it's definitely harder times. We're not going to even get into that.
Yeah.
Well, just physically, there's so many other obstacles. I'll call them obstacles. I'm not saying that it's insurmountable, but there's a lot more physical limitations as you age.
Correct.
You know, I can't get my legs wrapped around my head anymore. When I was, 30, I could do that. Didn't think about
it. Only when I fall down the steps does that happen.
You know, there's so many
The stamina's not quite there either.
Stamina's not so bad as long as
It depends who you're playing with.
That's true.
Your stamina depends on, if you're playing with someone who's, let's say, 30, they're going to have more stamina than you.
but the excitement level is kicked up a notch. So all of a sudden, I'm like,
But you've had guys, let's say 30s, and they're like, oh, I can fuck for like an hour and a half. And you're like, you've told me, it's like, I don't want to fuck for an hour and a half.
I get sore. There's only so much.
I'm bored.
It's bored, yeah.
Right.
Well, it depends on the playmate, too. I mean, most of my playmates are half my age to maybe 40-ish. So they're all much, much.
Do you have any playmates that are younger?
Not really. We've had some over the years, but what sometimes happens is they're newbies and they look to us for mentorship, and they, will play once and then they find out that it's not as scary as that they thought it would be, and then they find people their own age.
Okay.
Then we lose them.
But there's also, I can speak to this area. I can't obviously speak to yours. There is that fetish of these younger men that want older women.
But they really don't know what they're asking for.
Well, I could argue that.
Oh, that's okay. Half the fun is the whole learning experience. So it's
right. I call that a teachable moment.
A teachable moment. There you go.
Yeah. I did have one young man who really thought that, the pictures that we had online were just awesome. And he's always fantasized about having, a gilf.
Right. A gilf, yeah.
Because I am a grandma. My grandson's going to be 16, mm-hmm. So, but I'm a young at heart grandma. And I told him, I said, okay, but you have to understand that there's some things that your wife can do that I can't do anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I was, trying to be honest and open with him, and I guess I scared him off.
Oh,
well, yeah. But one of the things I've said in the past has been that older women, let me put it this way, mature women, and that for me goes 35 and up, are far more fun to be with, because they know how to give and receive pleasure. You know, women in their 20s, and I hesitate anymore to use the term woman. It's more of a, still a girl to me anymore now. But yeah, they're having sex for the sake of having sex. I guess I'll use the word integrity isn't there. It's just not the same as, like, when you're with a mature woman, again, 35 and up, that they're into it, that they want to give pleasure and they want to receive pleasure and they know how to do it.
Right.
Right.
They have a good sense of self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not worried about being judged.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the party we go to, the house party we attend now and then, like Donna had said, the mean average there is probably 55.
I was going to say 50, sure.
Oh, okay. That would be so nice.
And it's all shapes and sizes and colors. And it maxes out at 12 couples. And it's only couples, no singles. And everyone is comfortable in their skin. And everyone, it's unlike I found like at clubs and stuff like that where they kind of, it's like high school over again. It's like, oh,
clicks.
Here's all the pretty people in this corner. Here's all, you know, these people here. It's like, it breaks off into that where, like, this house party is very, just a bunch of people that all are friends and all accept each other and just like, hey, let's have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. And that's the best part. That's the silver lining of the lifestyle.
Yeah,
it really is. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, you know, we all know people whose relationships were trashed because somebody went behind somebody's back. And I think the lifestyle gives a couple the freedom to be able to explore without risking their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. That's very, very true. We've seen it with other people with relationships in the vanilla life, and somebody steps out on the other and, yeah, their relationship falls apart. Where with us, it's like, hey, you know, if I get a wild hair up my butt and I want to be with a certain kind of playmate, we can do that. We can explore that together. And it's a very, very safe environment. It's also, we work together. So we both get some enjoyment out of it. You know, Vince can, you know, explore whatever sexual things he's into and I can explore mine. And it's,
and that's because you and Vince have that foundation.
Yes.
You know what works and what doesn't work, and you trust each other implicitly. And so that's the best part of that. And there's so many couples who aren't couples in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And their partners change almost like their hairstyle. So they don't have that foundation, and they don't even realize that they have rules until somebody breaks one, and that destroys the relationship.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've been together for over 50 years.
Congratulations.
And that makes such a difference because we went into this together. Mm-hmm. Both of us, you know, he wasn't having to convince me that it was going to be okay. We had a little tryst with the neighbor across the street when we were really younger, and that was fun. And so I guess that's really kind of what precipitated when we got a hold of a magazine in one of the adult toy stores.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then we happened to see that there was a group taking a hotel party 20 minutes from the house.
That's
so
convenient.
We decided to, you know, dip our toes and see what that was all about.
Yeah.
And that was the start of it. That was over 20 years ago.
Yeah. But what we had actually, one of the last few shows, we talked about one of the interesting aspects of the lifestyle is a normal vanilla couple is if all of a sudden one of them decides they want to try something outside their norm, you know, it's very difficult, you know, like right now, and not me, but those who enjoy it, that's great. If the male, let's say, decides he thinks he might be bi, you know, to go into his wife and go, honey, I kind of would like to play with a man with you, you know, that sometimes goes over like a fart in church.
Yes, it does.
You know, but in a lifestyle couple, you know, if a husband went to the wife and says, you know, I'd like to see you play with another man, and I might join him, might join you with him, and actually help you with him, the wife would go, okay.
That's a little weird, but
yeah,
okay.
Okay, but, you know.
Yeah,
It smooths out some of the potential bumps,
mm-hmm.
you know.
For sure.
And, again, another show we had done was about how the swingers, divorce amongst swinger couples is so drastically lower.
Mm-hmm.
It's only like 2-4% of swinger couples get divorced.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, because you're open and honest.
Well, it's for us, the key, and because there is no fear of retribution, we can be completely honest with each other. As honest as we can be. And
sure.
I can come to you and be like, you know, hey, I want to try this BDSM stuff. I want to be restrained. And I know that you're not into that, and it's not a big deal, but I get to experience that and, yeah, you know, just see what it's all about. And
I helped you with, I took you to
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, exactly.
I just said, as long as you're safe, I don't yeah. care. You
and
know?
Because of that communication, you didn't, you know, tell me I was weird or think I was, you know.
Oh, I thought it, but.
You think I'm weird on so many other things. It doesn't matter. But okay. If I'd gone to Infinite Every, a vanilla relationship and said, hey, I want to be tied up and spanked, that, you know, I don't know if I would have gotten the same kind of positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And again, it's because you have that foundation of your relationship.
Exactly.
And there's two different kinds of swingers. There's the ones that only want, you know, let's just fucking get it over with. And then there's the other ones who would like us, want to build a relationship with you before I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And we've been told by some of the people that contacted us that they don't need any more vanilla friends. They've got plenty of friends. They just want to fucking get over it. And I went, okay, that's fine for you. It's sure. not where we're going.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, there's no judgment.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fine for you. We're not a good match for you.
Yep.
And that's how you, you know, play that. There's a term that you two sound like you are defining for me, which is called compersion. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's a term that says when you're in a relationship, you are more concerned with the happiness of the other person than your own. And I find that when couples bring that to their relationship, both of them are happy.
Yeah,
and things go much better than if one has expectations of the other and wants it always done, you know, or they want to be in control of what the other person does.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, I mean, I am much more happy watching Donna give and or receive pleasure than mm-hmm. worried about my own pleasure. I mean,
right.
you know, most of what we mm-hmm. do is her playing with somebody, and then once they leave, her and I go and have our time, and we kind of rehash what went on mm-hmm. and how I thought it was erotic, and she tells me how she thought it was erotic, and we make our own erotic moment.
And it lights your fires too.
Yep, mm-hmm. exactly. That's yeah. I mean, is that kind of what you and your husband are into?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
And again, now that as we're getting older and things don't always do what we want when we want them
Amen.
To, there are other ways to make each other feel good too.
Oh sure.
And with other couples. So for us, it's not always about just getting into the bed. It's about getting dressed nicely, going to a nice place, sharing a meal, sharing mm-hmm. a glass of wine or something, and having a really good conversation too. And that makes the night for us. Mm-hmm. And if the bedroom works into that, that's just the frosting on the cake for us.
Oh, I agree.
Yep.
I agree. I'd say most of our playmates, they're also our friends.
Yes.
You know, they'll come over and just hang out, and no playtime, just hang out, have a couple of drinks,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
or we had one guy come over and help us, you know, rebuild our deck. Oh, that was a romantic time. But yeah, he said, I'll help you. He wanted to work out. So good for him.
He excited me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was less work I had to do.
Vince was really excited by that.
I was kind of hard.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now that's the best way to, I think, take advantage of what the lifestyle has to offer.
Well, if I just wanted to the fuck and move on, I feel like I'm missing so much more than what the experience could be, because the more I know the playmates that we have over, the better the experience is. They'll know me. They'll know that, hey, you know, Donna likes to have her hair pulled. I'm going to pull her hair. If they don't know that, they're going to be missing a whole big thing that I find very exciting. And the same thing with them. If they have needs and they want to do something, and they sure. ask me to do it, I won't know that the first time unless I have a checkbox. You know, do you like to have your balls licked? Yes or no? Yeah. I mean, I could have a questionnaire for them, but it's,
yeah.
I think once you build a relationship, you're friends now. It's more than just fuck buddies.
Anybody licks my balls, they're my friend.
Anybody? Anybody?
I have to let them lick my
balls.
Oh,
okay.
That's the whole thing.
Well, and you know, having been in, you know, those first couple of years, the most awkward part is trying to figure out, okay, we've just had a nice dinner. We're relaxing over a glass of wine. We're at somebody's house. How do you get to the bedroom? Do you get to the bedroom? When do you get to the bedroom?
I guess those, you just start taking off moments. Your clothes. Well, and hey, who wants
I find the easiest thing to do is just, you know, like I'll use the house party we go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you start talking to someone. And then like what I'll do is I'll sit there and ask them, like, you know, can I kiss you? And then hopefully they all have said yes.
Right.
You start kissing and you start touching and, you know, spend a few minutes doing that. And you go, do you want to go someplace else?
Go downstairs.
Yeah. And there we go. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
And the liquids start flying.
Yeah. I think when we're at the party and the upstairs is where the food is, it's more of a social thing. But you know, people are always coming by and grabbing my ass, or they'll come by and they'll, you know, fondle my breasts. And so you're
standing near the appetizers.
Oh, that's what I was doing wrong. I guess they thought my tits were like
an appetizer.
You know, appetizer of some sort. But, you know, there's that kind of, you know, playful groping. And then if it goes further, somebody will ask you.
Playful flirting. Yeah.
Flirting.
Right.
Then you can take it downstairs.
But when I try, she slaps me.
You know, you're different.
I don't know why it's...
I thought you liked being slapped.
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, one of the nicest things you can do is just hold somebody's hand and lead them into the other room.
Yep. That's
after you've established, you know,
Look at that exact scenario. If you're the person, like, if you came up to me and grabbed my hand and started leading me away, to me, that's erotic. It's like, wow, I turn her on.
Right.
Then... you accepting, you know, like you seeing, I'm like, yeah, let's go. That's got to make you feel good. Like
right.
You know, without saying anything, it says everything.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Somebody has to make the first move. You know, grab somebody's hand and lead them someplace.
Yeah. And there's good ways to do that. And then there's not. So hopefully it all turns out good. But when you know the people, when you get a chance to spend time with them, it makes all the difference in the world, rather than just the meat machine that some places get to be.
Yeah, I don't find that very attractive. I mean, I get it. People are really, you know, in that mindset. They're just really horny. I guess that's very exciting to them. I don't know. I like having that kind of friendship. I like having that rapport with somebody.
Well, it depends. Yeah. If the person or people are they trying to just get notches on the bedpost, or are they trying to have a good experience?
Good question.
There are some, and you've mentioned that the group that you usually get together with is over 50. We started out in a group a number of years ago, and the group started at 35 and went up. Well, now that same group is 40 and under.
Oh.
And we're definitely out of a fish out of water in that group. because when you consider that younger group, they probably have kids at home. They mm-hmm. probably have a blended family. They're paying for a babysitter. They're needing to make the most of this adventure they're taking, and so they're in it to score. And they can get kind of crass with that, and that's just not where we're going sure. anymore.
No, I've seen that. I've seen those people that like, okay, we're away from our kids. We just want to have all out abandoned, you know, sex. Just
right. We don't know where we're going to get out again.
Nothing matters to us. We just want to forget the kids, forget the bills, forget my job. Where yeah. people, again, 50 and over, let's say, it's like, right. okay, we kind of have our lives under control somewhat.
Somewhat.
You know, so it's now it's about, again, I think mature yeah. people tend to enjoy sex more.
Well, there isn't that rash, you know, hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to have sex because we don't know when we're going to get out again. We're going to have a babysitter again.
The pill wears off.
The pill wears off.
I got 1 hour. Let's get this going.
I don't know what you're really referring to.
And for me, it takes way more than an hour to really get going. So
Yeah, sometimes the ball doesn't get rolling right away. Or you need sure. it's nice having that buildup of teasing and foreplay and banter and, you know, flirting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's yeah. well, that's again
it's the whole social dance that mm-hmm. goes along with it.
Well, and that's what's nice. Again, I'll use the party we go to occasionally as the measuring stick. Yeah, but again, we have a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a party every month. They have it every 2 to every 3 months.
Right.
So again, you see people, you haven't seen them in a while. Right. So that kind of adds yeah. to it. And,
right.
You know, and again, you have a relationship with them, but it's not, you know, it's both friendly. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's times I go into the party and the women are like, hey, as we're leaving, like, I didn't get to see you tonight. You know, it's like, well, I got occupied with 4 other women. I didn't.
Well, and it's not the end of the world.
Yeah,
for us.
But
no, it's not the end of the world.
The next time, you know, they're like, you know, next party, you know, I want your time. It's like, sure. And then, you know, so someone, I hate to say it, conceited, because I'm not trying to be conceited, but some women I don't get to play with this time, because I play with them this time, and I don't get to play with them next time. Got to share, right. you know.
You have to cut yeah. You know, the time you spend with each woman down just a little bit.
So you spend about 45 minutes with each of
them. Exactly. Cut that down to a half hour. They can fit more women in.
Okay.
Oh. I'm sure they'll be fine with a half hour. I'm sure they'll be fine.
Okay. I don't sit there and look at my watch. I'm looking at something
else.
Time,
you take it a timer. Ding. Okay, yeah.
You
next.
You can take the watch off.
Yeah. Yeah. With what I'm doing, I'm not even paying attention that there's a watch on my wrist.
Nope. Right.
If you're doing it right, yeah. But
exactly.
So what kind of things, what do you enjoy? Are you into BDSM or just?
No, I'm more into the soft stuff. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy massages. I'll do anything for a massage. There we go.
Yeah, that one is good.
That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I like hot tubs. I like mm-hmm. I like cuddling.
There we go.
You know, and if I'm with somebody where the night's not going to work out for that person, cuddling and massage is a good night for me.
Sure, I'm with you.
So I don't mm-hmm. always have to do the other, and there's other ways to come. So sometimes we like toys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, you can take toys and take care of the you know, the need to actually get off, mm-hmm. but it doesn't always have to do that. So it, you know, and it really depends on who you're with. But at this point, I've been able to be selective enough that I won't get with somebody who's really aggressive and really mm-hmm. demanding, and that works out for me. So I like a lot of foreplay, finger dancing.
Okay.
A lot of oral sex is really good. I love giving as well as receiving.
So when yes. you come to the Philadelphia area.
Well, I have a sister who lives in Dover and a nephew who lives in Philly.
Okay. But, well, you need to visit them.
an invitation.
It is.
Okay.
We don't have a hot tub, but if you come during the summer, we have an in-ground pool.
Oh, that's
we have a nice
when are you
lot.
Coming to Wisconsin? Because we have a hot tub.
Oh, we did have a hot tub at one time. It was
husband out here, I'll go out there.
Okay, there you go.
We need the four of us together first.
Okay, that's fine too. Fine. Well, then, you come out here for
a
bit, we'll go out
really like some time with Lynn too.
Sure.
I'm definitely bi.
Okay.
My husband is definitely straight.
I have that in common. So.
My door definitely swings both ways. Yeah. I'm just like, whatever.
I glued my door shut.
glued it shut.
And the funny thing I have learned over the years is that I'm a nudist. And as soon as I can get my clothes off, I do. And I enjoy that. But I am so surprised at how many swingers don't like taking their clothes off. They don't even like the lights on. And oh, man, you're just missing so much.
You know this. Nudist and swingers are, there is an overlap, but they're two distinct different groups.
Mm-hmm. They are very different groups.
There's a nude resort hour and a half from here that a lot of people go to. And they'll tell you that, there are people go there that are swingers that fake for the first time. And they think that it's like a big swinger thing, but it's not. You know, that conduct is not allowed.
Right.
You have to go rent a cabin and go in the cabin.
You're going to get intimate.
And,
we were at one like that as well.
Okay.
It was a family nudist campground.
Yeah,
and there were a lot of swingers there, and the owners were very clear: this is not a swinging campground. You do that in your cabin.
Yep.
You do that in your trailer.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, not that outdoor sex isn't erotic.
There's a time and a place. It's like anything else.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, we had some nude beaches in New Jersey that got shut down. That I'm not trying to be off color with this or anything else, but basically the gay community ruined it because they the gay people, predominantly men from what we're told, could not refrain from touching each other on the beach, and it got shut down because of that.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
the heterosexual people weren't the problem.
No,
and it's a shame.
The nudists weren't the problem.
Yeah.
We had the same thing in our state, and it was sad because a group of nudists did band together, form an association, and tried to clean it up and actually got some really good facilities there. And then we had some state senator who got a bug up his butt and decided it was obscene and we had to close it down.
Yeah. You're born naked. Gone. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was too uptight. He couldn't see that that's how we were all made in the first place.
Yeah, actually, New Jersey, the governor they had some years ago
closed
all the state nude beaches. There was like four in New Jersey, I think there was, something like that. Oh. And she shut all of them down. But there's one big one up close to New York. Up in North Jersey, that is a privately owned beach area that's still open. It's a huge.
Well, that's good.
But at
least there's some place to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And just go down to the pool.
So, yeah, nice thing for us. Our property our house is built into a hill. It's all wooded and private, and so we can swim in our pool naked. You can sunbathe on our decks. You can have sex on our decks. If you come out, you'll find out.
That sounds like a good place to come.
Yeah, and you can also show up.
Pun intended. Okay.
No pun intended, huh?
No pun intended.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. We're right there with you on the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donna is a lot more edgy with stuff and everything else. Yeah, I
have my moments.
You can see that with your photographs. You have such a gorgeous body and you use it so well and he captures it in such unique
it's all
conditions.
Vince. It's all good. Vince.
Yeah.
He just tells me what to do. Yep.
Everything's on real tall. You have a good subject.
And she makes it easier on me. Yeah, I give good lens. But
That's good.
But it's as you. I think now we do. We know some mature people that are far more rambunctious.
Oh,
like the host of the party is an example. Yeah. I think he's far more. Like most of us at the party are a lot more subdued.
Right.
I don't even want to say subdued. I wanted to say
chill.
Level-headed.
Okay, level-headed. How's that? I don't know where are you going with this.
Yeah. But he's like a lot more.
Got a lot of energy. And he's what?
He's 70.
Yeah, he's 70. He
goes at it like a 18-year-old.
Yeah, pretty much. Good for him.
I don't know to what level of success. I just know he does that. I'm not in there watching.
Well, the foursome we had, remember we went there, it was just a social thing, and then we ended up, you know, playing, and it was very erotic. It was very, very erotic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the four of us. So it was definitely a good time.
Well, the spontaneity makes it erotic.
Yeah.
To me, it's always been one of the most erotic things in life is spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
right.
When that passion or whatever you want to word it as just comes out and everyone goes with it.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of those afternoons, boy. Yeah. There was like I don't know what happened to me, man, but like a switch got turned on.
We had the
on.
Video.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I could see what happened to me, but I don't know what happened in my brain. It was like, wow. It was definitely fun. It was definitely a really good time. Definitely a good time.
So you and your husband enjoy doing some photography, right?
We do.
That's
we
good.
Do.
That's good.
He has a good eye for it as well, but we don't know quite how to set up. We have some beautiful space outside, and so that's where most of the really nice photographs are taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we had a real fun time with a couple that we played with very limitedly, but she only had one picture on her website. And we told her husband, we said, look, you got to take some more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So we invited her here for a lingerie show. Said, bring whatever lingerie you have. Come on over. We'll do a lingerie show. And then, you know, your guy and my guy can take pictures. And that turned out beautifully. And they had some really nice shots from doing that.
Great.
Yeah, what you show on your profile, I think, is really, really important. I mean, if you don't have any pictures up, you're never, ever going to get any kind of contact from anybody.
We won't contact them. We have people, mostly single males, contact us, and they have no pictures. Yeah. I block them.
Yeah, it's like,
no.
You're not.
Yeah.
My theory is if you're mature enough to play in the swinger game, you should be able to put pictures up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and then there's always the situation where there'll be pictures of a female on that website with him, but there isn't a female.
Right.
Yeah. See that too.
And so there's those who try to come off as a couple and they really aren't.
Yep. We've had that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's my wife, and she's sick now, and she's giving me permission to keep playing.
Yeah,
and okay, yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Yep. We won't set up a meet and greet without talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to talk to her. And that's been something that we did right from the beginning because you find out the hard way that there are some gals in the lifestyle that don't want to be there. But they're only doing it for him.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Take one for the team.
And that's painful to watch.
Yep.
That's painful to watch.
Yeah, we've played with a few. That the woman, you could tell, wasn't really into it. She started to play with me, and I was able to convince her it wasn't so bad. And Donna tells me later, she's like, the guy is whispering to her, it's like, she never comes like that for me.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I hope he was taking notes.
probably not. He's probably more thinking of himself, so... That's the secret, I think. One of my secrets is take yourself out of the equation. Mm-hmm. When you're playing with someone else, it should be about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
well, that's that compersion thing. Yeah. It should be about the other person.
I mean,
and you'll both benefit from it, and ultimately,
sure. Mm-hmm. Well, my claim to fame apparently is my oral prowess. At the party, Donna just had shivered us. Sure. At the party, I will actually service more women than Donna gets to play with people in general. And
he's such a slut.
And these women all are like, I mean, I can.
You got a strong tongue.
I can go at it for over an hour and a half on one person.
Wow.
And
silver tongue.
I'll do these women each for 45 minutes at the party, and they will come. The one woman came over 65 times, according to her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what they say. And at the table up in the kitchen, you'll see 5-6 women sitting there, look like they were hit by a car. Their hair's all disheveled. They can't. They're trying to drink water that's spilling down the front of them, and I have to help them up the steps. So
that's quite a skill set you have there.
Yeah, apparently
I get the benefit from it. So I'm the proud peacock mom.
They thank her.
Yeah, they come up to me. That it's almost like they're kissing the ring. You know what I'm saying? It's, oh, thank you,
Donna. Thank you for sharing him. It's like,
okay. It's like,
yeah. And husbands all hate me, but that's another story. So I just take myself out of the equation. Not one of these women actually, when I'm done with them, has enough energy to even try to play with me. And that's fine. I'm cool with that. I'm good with that. I have...
Got to leave them with a little bit.
I enjoy bringing these women pleasure.
Well, of course. That's the whole purpose of the lifestyle.
Yeah, I think so.
It is all about the pleasure. And some people have different parameters on what that is and mm-hmm. how to get there. And it's kind of fun figuring all that out.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. is.
And it's still fun. It never gets old.
No, it doesn't get old.
Yeah. No.
You're always finding out new things about yourself that you didn't know before. Especially, well, me, right. The BDSM thing is a relatively new thing for me. Not true BDSM. I just like being restrained. I like my hair pulled. I like being flogged. You know, very nothing.
You found out you like your feet being flogged.
Oh, I love my feet being flogged. Oh my God.
Oh my.
I did.
I love a foot massage.
I love that too. But this is this just happened by accident. Oh my God. I went to a whole different level. I didn't know what was going on. It was unusual, but that's what the lifestyle is all about. I found out something about myself I didn't really know existed. You know,
there you go,
intrigued.
And you never know until you try something new.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I have a husband that supports me. That's what we did this together. He, you know, let
and
me.
And that makes, yep, that makes it really so much freer
mm-hmm.
when you have that kind of support.
Well, and she also knows that I'm right there. That if something is going wrong, she's safe.
Right.
You know,
sure.
So
safety is always important in any circumstance, for sure.
Yes.
But
that's a key element right there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
and I've been known not to really be paying attention to what was going on. And he had to come in and say, okay, this is done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what was going to happen next until he came in and I went, oh, wow. I was in La La Land. He says, your eyes were closed. You didn't see what he was doing.
If you're enjoying yourself, you know, I mean, you're
like some of the things that we don't allow is rough sex or mm-hmm. choking, you know.
No, for sure.
We tell guys, I tell them, I'm not a small man, and I used to bounce bachelor parties and stuff, and I'm like, if I see you try to choke her, I'm going to more than choke you, and we don't want that.
Right.
You know? Right. Most of them are like, okay, I'm sorry, I would never think of that. It's like, no, you better not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we've been lucky. Well, most people are respectful, so that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and that has to be, you know, absolute given, is that respect has to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And it's just the only way it works, if you have respect for each other and yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I agree.
I tell these guys, I'm willing to share the most precious thing that I own. And I don't mean own mm-hmm. in a bad way.
Oh, you mean your car? You're going to share
my truck.
Yeah,
you can borrow my truck. Don't scratch it, though. But, you know, if you do something to hurt her, the wrath of hell is coming down on you, you know, they'll never find your body. I'm just telling you.
We've been very lucky. Everybody's been very, very respectful, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't met anybody. It's pretty easy to spot somebody who's got a chip on their shoulder or who is looking for roughness. And there's actually places for them, but I kind of stay away from those places.
Yep.
That's not my scene, and I'm not there to judge anybody else's scene. I just know what I like and what I don't like. So that's, you gravitate to what you like, and you kind of avoid what you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
And meeting prospective playmates, too, I find out that we kind of have like a vetting process we go through, you know, for somebody who might potentially be a good playmate. We kind of like, you know, we end up having like a conversation with them, see what they're into. It's not like a meeting, you know, shake hands. Okay, let's go have sex. It's like, no, let's get to know each other a little bit. Let's have drinks. Let's have some social time. So it's usually like an hour.
Exactly. And that sounds like, you know, you do the same kind of vetting that we do.
Yeah.
It's not a one and done thing. And there's no guarantees that there's going to be playtime ever until we establish a relationship and we know what you're like. And we can have you to our house and we'll come to your house. And we know that you're not a, you know, axe murderer or something.
I mean, they said, no, you can't come to my house. Why, is your wife there?
There are some that play that game.
They play
that game.
They do.
You know what? This has been incredible. I've enjoyed this conversation.
I have too. It was fun. I'm glad I could give you a little bit older perspective on what it means to be mature. Just because we're older doesn't mean we've lost it all.
No.
There's different ways to have your sexual pleasures and still, hold your respect.
That's it. And I'm saving money to go to Wisconsin right now. I'm going to either rent a car or buy a plane ticket. I'm not sure.
Not sure. Oh, my God.
I got a hot tub and a sexy woman waiting there.
I think you were talking earlier about the hot tub. I think that's what got you.
Well, that and she loves oral sex. So
well, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
And massages.
I do.
I'm good with massages.
Yeah. You are good with massages. Good. He's got very good hands.
I'm a big bear.
All right.
I can.
Next time you want to come to the Midwest, you know where to go.
It'll be the first time.
Yeah. I've flown over it. I just haven't been there.
But nobody stops here. It's
a flyover state.
It's a flyover state.
Yeah.
But we've been to Las Vegas.
That's a little bit past.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Yeah. So, I mean, that's about as, we haven't been to every, you know, but we haven't been to the middle states, the flyover states.
No, Wisconsin's one I would go to, though. Especially now.
But yeah, I wonder why. Yeah.
What else is Wisconsin known for besides cheese?
I'm sorry, I missed that question.
So what else is Wisconsin known for besides cheese? Is there any, like...
Packers? The Packers? Yeah. The Green Bay Packers?
I'm not a sports fan, so...
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
No, I
bleed green and gold.
That's my best friend is a huge Packer fan. So if I went there, I'd have to buy him some paraphernalia.
So, you would.
I had a friend had someone come out from Illinois, and he brought one of those cheese hats for him. And he went apeshit crazy when he got that.
I bet he did. Yeah, those are collector pieces.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
They're very valuable. Wisconsin has some beautiful, beautiful scenery. We've got the Wisconsin River that meets along with the Mississippi River. And we've got two of the five Great Lakes that border our state.
There you go.
Michigan and Superior.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful. They're wonderful places to hang out and enjoy nature.
And your hot tub.
And our hot tub.
A great place to see her nature.
Her nature. Yeah. That's always nice.
You could in my backyard pretty much any time.
Do you have a massage table or do I have to bring my own?
There's a shelf on the hot tub that's used for massages.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Right. We have a massage table. So just to you know, so I can put you out here on my deck and
grease
you, and we'll put some nice oil and rub you up and I shot video of Donna getting a massage from a gentleman and wound up fucking him. I shot the video through my fire pit at night while she was getting massaged. So it was a really erotic.
I still think it's probably one of the most erotic videos. Yeah, it was.
That really sounds exciting and erotic.
It really was.
Yeah.
And watching the videos, like I go back and I watch them, I'm like, man, that was so erotic. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was.
There used to be a song out probably in the 70s or 80s. I like a man with slow hands.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's really when I, that's what I really enjoy.
Wow.
Slow hands, anywhere you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm booking my ticket now.
Oh, God, Vince. So, you're wacky.
Yeah, I try. So,
that's all right.
Can't thank you enough. This was a great conversation.
Yeah, this is really
great. Well past due.
Well, thank you.
And it won't be you're the welcome. Last. Hopefully, we'll have to come up with some other topics we can consult you on.
Sounds good. You know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah, we do that.
I know what I want to get a hold of, that's for sure.
Listen to him. He's incorrigible.
Thank you guys so much. You guys take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Tell your husband we said hello. Night.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
You take care. All right,
thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. We want to thank everyone for listening. And until next time, that was our conversation with Marie.
Wonderful.
And she was intriguing. A delight. And can't wait to talk to her again and jump in her hot tub with her.
Here we go with the hot tub.
So again, reach out to us, info@hotwifepodcast.com. And until next show.
Have a great night, everybody. Beep, beep.